the big story again today is the weather. Who better than to lead us through what's going to happen than our chief meteorologist, Rob Gilman. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Here we go. It's the first of winter, and we have quite a storm brewing.
Now, right, you know, when we talked a little bit off air, you stressed to me the importance of this new moon tide that coincides with this weather. Why is this such a big deal?
Each month, the tides are highest at the full moon and the new moon because of the alignment, the gravitational pull of the moon on the ocean around the Earth. And we have the highest tides of the month coming with the new moon the next few days. And the big concern is tomorrow morning at 10:30.
And I know, and what's the difference between a coastal watch and a coastal warning?
Well, a coastal flood watch, which was up yesterday as we were talking ahead of the storm, means the conditions look favorable and you should start making early plans. There's only one advisory higher than that that the National Weather Service issues, and that's a coastal flood warning that is now in effect for the entire coastline of the South Shore.
And I know that some people referring to this storm, that a couple different names. It's not a nor'easter. It's really a sou'easter, something like this?
Very well said, yes.
Thank you, I've been practicing.
It's a sou'easter. It is,
And what does that mean? Like, how will that differ than a nor'easter coming in?
I've been watching storms here for many, many decades, and, of course, working right here at WATD and covering this area with all the storms since the blizzard of 78, the no-name storm, the Boxing Day storm, and this is different in the sense that it's not a storm redeveloping. By storm, I mean low pressure center at the surface, and it's not developing out over the ocean. The wind goes counterclockwise around low pressure, and when they rapidly develop out over the ocean, it's a northeasterly wind that comes onto the Massachusetts coastline, hence the term nor'easter. This storm, and it's an atmospheric bomb, it's developing very rapidly, more than 24 millibars drop in pressure in 24 hours, is coming from the west. And that's why traveling to the west is such a terrible situation ahead of the holiday, and you'll be reporting on this for the next few days. This storm is from the Great Lakes redeveloping along the Mid-Atlantic region and coming up to our west. So that means we get the wind from the east this morning. That's already setting up some problems. Malcolm was just referring to the frosty pavements, the icy roads on the bridges to Cape Cod this morning and on parts of the Cape. Because of that light onshore breeze, the air is nearly calm, the roads are cold and frosty. So that's the east-northeast wind that's going to gradually veer and become more easterly and then southeasterly. It'll be light. So this is the chance here in eastern Massachusetts to prepare for what's coming along the coast, especially as we go late tonight into tomorrow morning.
And what should people prepare for? What kind of splash over or surges? Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, that really depends on your elevation. And if you've owned property or if you've had an interest right at the coast, and I'm talking to Brant Rock and talking to Nantasket Beach, North Nantasket Beach, much of the area in the coastal neighborhoods of Marshfield, and of course, Duxbury's had real issues along the seawalls, Plymouth. So all of our coastline, Scituate, of course, has got an ongoing situation that the town officials are very well aware of this. So listen to your town officials because they really know where the problems are. They'll be putting out messages. It's all about three things, Christine. Number one is the height of the tide astronomically, and that's, again, about 11.5 feet tomorrow morning. So it's one of the highest tides we get because of the new moon. The second difficult thing, and we're working on that now, is the storm surge. That's essentially a huge vacuum cleaner. That's this big storm that's redeveloping, very low pressure. The ocean swells up into that vacuum, but we have to calculate how high is that going to be. Right now, it looks to be around 3 feet. So that's 11.5 feet plus 3 feet. On top of that, the third element is the waves over the ocean. They're going to be 30, 40 feet offshore. Even close to shore, they'll be 10 to 15 feet. And it looks like 6 to 8 foot waves will come on top of that tide and storm surge tomorrow morning.
Wow, a lot of things to look out for. And Rob Gilman, we appreciate you letting us know about that. And of course, we will have Rob's full forecast at the end of this newscast, and we'll be talking throughout this storm. Thanks so much for joining us this morning. Again, that's our chief meteorologist, Rob Gilman.